Welcome to Practical Life Tips Season 2 with me, Willie. What's going on, everyone? In the spirit of Grab Bag Week, which just means that the theme this week is no theme, we're kind of hitting a different subject every single day and trying that out. We're going to do a Tech Tuesday tip, and today's tip is going to be all about photography. Keep your phone flat. And all I mean is don't angle your phone up or down when you're taking a photo. If you're taking a photo of something below you, instead of angling your phone down, keep your phone flat, but take a few steps back and bend down so your phone is still flat. You're just overall further back and lower. Most people's first instinct is to point the phone down, but that can oftentimes create an unflattering angle or a very boring angle. Add some interest by physically moving your body and the phone lower. That might mean kneeling down, it might mean laying on the ground in some instances, or it may mean you have to take a few steps back to get everything in the frame that you want. Either way, this little bit of extra work can be the difference between a good photo and a great photo. The same thing goes if your subject is above you. Imagine you were a kid and you were trying to take a picture of you now. If you angle the phone up, it's going to be that weird up-nose shot that no one wants to see. But if that kid had stood on a chair or elevated himself up to your eye level and shot it straight against you, it's going to be a much more flattering portrait. Find a way to move your entire body up or down or back or forward in order to frame the shot instead of just angling your phone. In fact, next time you're taking a photo, take a photo with your phone angled and then take a photo in the way I suggested. Compare the two, see which one you like more. I'm not saying this is always the right way to take a photo. I'm just suggesting this as an alternative that I think you should try next time you are taking a photo. Oftentimes, I think we just overlook the ability to move our body in order to frame the shot. This is one of those fun photography tips that we can apply to life as a whole. Are there any other areas in your life where maybe you've stopped doing the extra work to get the great result, and you've become okay taking the easy path to get the mediocre result? Just a little extra food for thought for you today. But that wraps up our episode for the day. I hope you checked out the call-in episode last night. We had some great call-ins, and I hope to hear more of you guys calling in the future. I'd love to hear your tips, your feedback, all that great stuff. And I'd love to see the photos that you take using this tip. So if you post them on Instagram, even if it's just an Instagram stories, tag me at morewillie, M-O-R-E-W-I-L-L-I-E. And if you've been enjoying this podcast, definitely hit that pause, like, thumbs up button. It would mean a ton to me. It keeps me motivated to keep making this, and it lets me know that I'm doing something right. I hope you all have an awesome day. Stay comfortable, keep on loving life, and we will see you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.